Welcome back. This is Newsfile. It's your most authoritative news analysis platform. And here on Newsfile, as always, we put Ghana first. And here is something stake. A Yusubai election. What society are we building? Simple question. It is a difficult subject, but it must be broached. A country seeking leadership of integrity, the surest way to a good society, cannot afford to do otherwise. In the church, business, almost every sphere, Ghanaians love to celebrate leaders, even with questionable characters. We project and literally worship wealth, regardless the source. MPP delegates are this morning gathering to elect one of nine aspirants seeking to replace Dr. John Kuma as MP for Ejusu. Years ago, what would have won the vote today would have been demonstrable character of integrity. Today, the delegates will elect the candidate who has the deepest pocket. They will compete in who will distribute the best television sets or some items of value. There will be one who will pay more money than his fellow contestants, and he or she will win the primary. The politicians will publicly justify the conduct, though clearly prohibited by law. Some will show how clever they are, insisting such is only an offense in public elections and party primaries are not so designated by the law. Yes, they will behave as though there have been no consequences for such conduct, that they have no moral conscience. Of course, there is the army of those citizens they impoverish by their corrupt conduct, who will jump to their defense for what they will get or seek. I deluded myself into thinking the NDC will discipline the woman who splashed cash during their MP primaries, or that the NPP will do same to its MP who announced that he had saved dollars to buy his re-election. He asked those seeking to contest the seat to abandon their plans because he was ready to pay each delegate more than 10,000 or even 20,000 cedis each. Well, both parties have had presidential primaries where money was handed out in the name of TNT. It was such an ugly situation during the NPP presidential primaries. These same people are preaching to and are to be trusted to fight corruption in this country. You must be serious. An American university rejected an application by the FDA's head of legal to pursue a master's program even before the organization concluded its disciplinary process and dismissed her for misconduct in the return bribe expose by Manasseh Azuriawene. The university said she was very qualified, but rejected her on account of the documentary in which she was caught on tape negotiating a bribe. In Ghana, it does not matter. that the Constitution bars people against whom a committee or commission of inquiry has made adverse findings from holding public office or becoming an MP. One of the aspirants in today's primaries insists that the FIFA ban handed him the ban that he appealed, made admissions, and got a reduction from a life ban to a number of years on the back of the number 12 documentary means nothing. The FIFA statutes apply globally. The FIFA body that looked into the Anas expose certainly did nothing close to what kangaroo courts do. Well, the governing party's vetting committee passed him with flying colors. After all, they have passed others who are under criminal investigations, and even those this country was nearly unanimous in condemning for beating the war drums, stirring up ethnic tensions. The party even rewarded that individual with headship of a sensitive parliamentary security committee. It does not matter that he publicly speaks about hiring thugs for elections. It may have made him its presidential candidate to, among others, fight corruption, despite his avowed belief that public funds are spoils of war for a victorious political party. The president appoints unrepentant, loudmouth partisans, foot soldiers, to so taint and damage the reputation of an election management body, an independent constitutional body that ought to be above suspicion in exercising constitutional independence. And that is suddenly fine. The Bible says we must avoid the appearances of evil. Fish rot from its head. We must decide what we want. You do not sow tares and expect to harvest wheat. The laws that punish vote buying in public elections with jail terms and bans the affected from voting in public elections and for public office for a period may need a bit of tweaking, but we must also show that we have some conscience, morals, and that we must be ethical if we must lead. Any amendment must also remove the joke of that caveat in that law, requiring the Attorney General's written consent to prosecute offenses in the representation of the people law. In the meantime, let's support the OSP as it prosecutes some of those offenses under its corruption mandate. And that is my take. I want a good society for Ghana. We'll be right back.